Turn in your Bibles, your New King James Version Bibles, to Psalm 119. We'll be starting Psalm 119 this week in our Psalm meditations. As most of you know, Psalm 119 is by far the longest Psalm in the Bible, and it's going to take us many weeks to go through this whole thing piece by piece. As we get started on Psalm 19, just a few words about what this Psalm is. As we go through the psalm, you'll see a uniting theme throughout is the believer, the mature believer, looking at God's law. The overriding theme is the believer looking at God's law and seeing it as God sees it, how a believer should see it, not as something restrictive, but something liberating, something holy. It's a series of acrostic poems. You guys have heard me say before, most of you have, that the chapters and verses in most of the Bibles are fairly arbitrary. In the book of Psalms, the chapters, of course, are not arbitrary. They're set out, this psalm is that. And in some of them, the verses are pretty clear based on poetic structure, but not necessarily nailed. In Psalm 119, the verses are perfect. They're just what God intended, because the psalm is a poem. And it's a poem that each verse starts with a different letter, or with the same letter. And if we were going to do something like that in English, every verse in Psalm 119a would start with an A. In the second part, every verse would start with a B. So it's clear to see which lines start new verses in Psalm 119. So as we read Psalm 119, we're going to do part A, which is first 8 verses. Excuse me. And let's see this as God's word given to us to meditate on, God's word given us to sing and praise to God, and for our edification. So we'll read this responsively. I'll read the odd number verses, you guys read the even number verses. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. Amen. Now, as I said here in Psalm 119, each section of 8 verses is meant to be taken separately. They do have a unifying theme, but each section stands alone. And here we start Psalm 119, and remember I said the unifying theme is God's word and what it means to the believer, and you can see that very well in this one. As we get along through other sections, it'll look in different perspectives, different focuses, or foci for you Latin fans. And we'll see different perspectives. Here we're opening the whole thing, and it's sort of an introduction. Blessed are the undefiled. That means holy ones, children, people who don't have any damage or taint of sin. Their souls aren't dirty. There's nothing wrong with them. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Now, there's a cause and effect there that's not immediately apparent, children. There's something there that you need to see. Children, listen. That if you want to be holy in God's eyes, you want to be clean, not damaged, not bad. If you want to be something that's not ugly in the eyes of God, how does one go about doing that? Well, it demands perfection in walking in the law of the Lord. If you want to do things that God sees as holy and clean, that's good in his eyes as well as yours, then you need to walk in the law of the Lord, the law of Jehovah, as we see here. And why would we do that? Well, verse 2, blessed are those who keep his testimonies and who seek him with the whole heart. Is it good enough to have a legalistic view of the law and follow God's law because we have to? Well, no, it's not. Look what it says here. Blessed are those who are undefiled, walking in the law of the Lord, are those who keep his testimonies and who seek him with the whole heart. To do what you have to do because you have to do it doesn't have any beneficial effect. There's no good boy points there, Ethan, if you were to think of it that way. But the joy is, or the good part, the blessing, is for those who keep his testimonies because they seek God with their whole heart. They yearn. They want to follow God. They also do no iniquity who walk in his ways. Now, walking in his ways is different than walking in his law. We can walk in the law of the Lord, as it says in the first verse, by following the law. But when we walk in his ways, we follow after God himself. We seek him with our whole heart, and we seek to be more like him. Not that we can ever be God, but we can be more along the thoughts of God. We can, our actions can be more consistent with him. Now, in verse 4, it looks at God rather than man, to the Father. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Now, the switch here is when we look at man, we can see he's pretty holy. He's doing pretty good. He's keeping the law of God. But in verse 4, all of a sudden, now we're talking to God and says, you have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. And the focus changes. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. The psalmist now sees himself as unholy, as unworthy before God. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. When we look at the law of God in view of the holiness of the Father, the holiness of the Son, the perfection of the Holy Spirit, we see that we are not worthy. We see that we are ashamed when we look into the law of God. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn of your righteous judgments. Now look at that. We went from being ashamed and not being worthy of God to praising him with uprightness of heart when I learn of your righteous judgments. Now I would suggest to you that what we see here isn't the judgment of this is right and this is wrong. The laying out of the law is the laying out of the character of God. But when we look at his righteous judgment, we can see the Son and the Holy Spirit here. This is the first glimmer in this psalm, and it'll really be brought out more and more, of salvation. Look at the flow of the psalm. Those who are holy with no sin on them whatsoever are blessed. Those who walk completely in the law of God are blessed. Those who keep his testimonies completely and seek him with his whole heart, who do no sin whatsoever, who walk God's steps after him, are holy and blessed. And you have commanded us to be like that, but we're not. The confession of sin in verse 5, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. The understanding of guilt, then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments, are turned in verse 7 to praise. Because here the psalmist sees Jesus Christ. And the approach to the Father is through the Son. And in him we are holy. In Jesus we can be undefiled. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, we can be the one who approaches God's law holy, righteous, and can walk in God's ways, who can think God's thoughts, but only in Jesus Christ. By ourselves, we are left sinful and lost. In the last verse, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. We will endeavor to follow God's law. We will fail on occasion. But we know that God will not forsake us. That the Father, through Jesus, will bear us in mind. That Jesus, in his love for us, will be there for us. And the Holy Spirit will always be with us in our life. So the goal is to be seeking after God through the Son, being reconciled to the Father. The goal is then to try our best in God's strength, and in our own, but in God's strength. To follow the law, to know the law. And later on, as we go through this psalm, we'll see how we can know the law, how we can know God's thoughts, how can we follow them. That's all brought out in this long psalm, this long lesson on what the law of God is for his people. Now let us sing this, and we'll sing, well, there's only one choice. Psalm 119a is these eight verses. Is the portion that contains these eight verses that we just looked at today. So let's sing these with a mind following after God's thoughts, as is mentioned in the psalm. Psalm 119a.